Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, I activate my righteous faith. I activate my righteous belief. I'm in agreement with the Holy Spirit because I give acknowledgement and recognition to the third person in the Holy Trinity. I request the presence, the partnership, and the participation of the Holy Spirit in this communion and fellowship in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree according to your holy word, Father, Luke 1 and 52. He put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. I decree Romans 13 and 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God in the name of Jesus. I decree that I understand there is no authority except that which God has established, including the authority that Satan exercises, which was given him by God Almighty. I decree my acknowledgement of the state government possessing its authority from God Almighty to govern the people. And I also decree my Christian citizenship in heaven above. I decree Luke 4 and 5. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree 1 John 5 and 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lie in wickedness in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree Revelations 11, 15 through 18. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of the world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which are and was and are to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power, and thou hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou should give reward to the servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree Daniel 2 and 44, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree Daniel 7 and 14, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all the people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that will should not be destroyed in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree 1 Corinthians 15, 24 and 25. Then come the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he have put all enemies under his feet in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree 1 Chronicles 28 and 5. And all of my sons, for the Lord have given me many sons, he have chosen Solomon my son to sit upon a throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree Mark 4 and 11. Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree Luke 17 and 20. The kingdom of God come not with observation in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree John 3 and 3. Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. But the natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree Matthew 25, 31 through 34. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divide his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Wherefore God also have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God his Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree 2 Timothy 2, 1 and 18. I charge ye therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, at his appearing and his kingdom. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I decree 2 Thessalonians 1:5, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer, in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree Matthew 13:43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears to hear, let him hear, in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree Acts 14:22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. I'm in agreement with it. I believe it. I receive it. I have it as I pray. And I thank you, Father, for the word spoken to you in my prayer request, supplication, intercession, petition, and thanksgivings, in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be.